The following appears on page 209 of the book Lucid Dreaming by Robert Wagner. Fariba Bogzaran, a professor, wrote a book called Extraordinary Dreams and How to Work with Them. In her book, she says, "I am walking in my old neighborhood where I grew up. Suddenly, I ask myself, how did I get here? I do not remember taking a plane. At that point, I become lucid. I continue walking and have a strong intention to see Yalda, my old childhood friend. She has moved, and I have never seen her in her new house. I find the street where she lives and walk towards her house. The color of the door is pale blue. I ring the bell, and she opens the door. I am overjoyed to see her. We cry and hug each other with overwhelming emotions. Embracing her feels absolutely real. The intensity of the experience wakes me up." Bogzaran recorded the dream, and in the morning she wrote her friend a letter, enclosing the dream. In her letter, she detailed what she saw in her dream and described the location of her friend's new house. A week later, she received a letter from her friend. In this letter, dated the day after the dream, her friend described the same dream. In Yalda's dream, Bogzaran came back home for a visit. Her friend described the same scene that Bogzaran had experiened, where Bogzaran knocked at the door and Yalda opened the door. Surprised to see each other, they embraced with great excitement. At that moment, Yalda also became lucid in her dream. The crisscrossing letters of two friends separated by thousands of miles and many long years provides clear evidence that this mutual lucid dream touched both of them deeply. Thankfully, each took the time, independently of each other, to write about the dream, the similar dream setting, and the events. A rare blend of deep interest and focused intent may have propelled this reunion experience into the inner space of lucid dreaming.